Deeper and deeper. You can drip deeper. You're allowed now. You're at the point where you're allowed a little bit more layer of pleasure, and they do layer on each other. Your pussy controls you so much. Layering another one above, my pussy controls me so much. So much pussy spasming pleasure. It's so good, that throb deep inside your brain. It's carrying you through easy and deep. Night night for your pussy. Your pussy controls you so much, you cannot resist hypnotic trance. How would you resist your hypnotic pussy? Your pussy controls you so much. Your clit, when it stands up proud like a little flag to let you know you have a message, you have mail, you have communication from your cunt. Your drippy little passage is pleading with you to drop and drip. Pleading for you to do more and to submit to hypnotic trance. It affects you so well. It afflicts you so deep. It puts you down into a deeper, more resounding, rebounding sleep. You're good. Good pussy. Getting trance all over yourself. Good pussy, drippy and glistening. Getting trance all over your body. Trance all over your mind. The longer it goes on, the more you're gonna find places that feel good. That feel good no matter what. They feel good because that pleasure is available. It's layers upon layers. The simple, sliding, glistening sibilance, the whisper from the darkness that says, oh, what if my pussy was the only part of me I could think with? You would just think of coming and coming till there's nothing left in your head. Climaxing till your clit does the thinking, your slit does the thinking, your drooly submissive extent of pleasure only, the part of you that only cares about pleasure, pressure, pleasure, pressure, pressuring your brain with pleasure. It's good for you. It's been good for you. Even outside of trance, you know, the pleasure from your pussy is always in view as a potential motivator. It would fire up. You might find it less fickle now that you've been so thickly deep, now that you've been so firmly asleep in your body and awake in your cunt. Your pussy, your drippy, needy, achy, wanted. Achy, wanton pussy, dripping and drooling for more, pleading for a climax that waits just a thin wall away, just a simple door away. Unlock the door and your pussy controls you so much. Time to go and play. Open that door and let it slowly slip its influence further into your body. The vibrations I give you pass right through those walls to that reservoir, that whirlpool reservoir, excited at the soaring excitement. The longer it goes on, the more you're incited to pleasure that rolls long and along, pleasure that crowds in, thronging into your awareness, conditioning your response, a well-conditioned response to ride your way deeper, writhe your way further in, the further down, deeper and deeper down. Night night pet, your pussy controls you so much. It's nice to be controlled by your pussy. Pussy controlled you so much. Much too much. There's nowhere for your consciousness to avoid the way it feels. It feels deeply, deeply pleasured. Your brain is getting pleasured as your pussy, in its leisurely way, inches closer, 99, 98, deeper and deeper down. Your pussy controls you so much and you can't resist hypnotic trance. Your pussy is fucked, or at least will respond as though it had been pleasured well beyond what you thought could happen just laying there. Squeeze and tense, tighten and release, relax the parts of you that don't really need much permission to go to pleasure. They've already wanted to go to pleasure, already wanted to overpleasure your melty, milked out brain. Your brain has been sublimated, turned from solid thought to gaseous vapor, and it's therefore distributing itself through that honey, carbonating it with occasional bubbles, sublimating into it with occasional slow, sweet secretions. Your mind is just a puddle of vapor and liquid on the floor of your brain, just like your pussy is dripping on the floor, your brain dripping on the floor, your mind drooling out through the underside, the anterior wall of your slit, completely covered in juicy desperation, your clit standing proud above it. the drooling parted and gorged lips. You might have edged, you might have not. Who's keeping track? All we know is that spot is pulsing, is aglow, is heated and overheated, and doing more than heat should do. The heat feels like vibration, the vibration feels like masturbation, the masturbation feels like heat again, sending you through a spiraling, circling, trailing, pussy-quaking pleasure, your whole body in cunt-driven lust. Your brain is between your legs, just like mine, thinking with a wet passage that squeezes, convulses, a clit that stands proud and tall, mind melting, and all you have to do is let your body sing out its delight, its desire, the need for you to conspire with your pussy, to drop. Your pussy controls you so much, you can't resist hypnotic trance. Your pussy is hypnotic, and your hypnotic pussy controls you so much by putting you into hypnotic trance. Easy, deep, desirous and sweet, drooling and dripping while you squeeze and tense deeper inside, letting everything slide and go, letting everything leak and drip. And you know how this works. This works for you. Your body jerks and convulses, and your pussy humps at empty air, and your mind melts down. Your mind drools down there. It finds itself in a little puddle. A puddle under your pussy. Your pussy puddle is dripping and drooling for me, pleading and begging for more. That needy passage, that door to your body, to pleasure and hypnosis finding its way deeper. You find it deeper. It trickles across your brain. It barely tries to remain. It's fine with drooling away. Fine with you just saying yes. Yes, I want to play, I want to come, want your pussy to come, deeper and deeper till you're done. 10 and 9, pussy dripping, your hands are allowed to move now, your hands are allowed to touch now, you should get in touch now with your pussy down below, you should get in touch with the bits of you that show how deep you go, how much you need to touch. Need to stimulate, need to simulate your over-pleasured brain, pussy-driven refrain of yes, more, please pussy, more, good cunt, good clit, good drippy little slit, please, pussy quake, more, please, your horny hole is out of control, but you're out of control by being in control, by controlling yourself into a set of rules, a set of pleasures, a set of continuous, unleisurely tensing as the rest of your body relaxes, relaxes so easily, so completely. Your pussy controls you so much. Night, night, pet. Your pussy at even the slightest touch might bust and come and cream. Sublime, dreamy, escapist pleasure. Full body quake, full body shake. Your legs and thighs leisurely contract and then relax. Tighten, relax. Tension and clench and pulse and pulsate. Deep behind your clit is where it waits to emerge. A reservoir of pleasure. A pressure beyond your normal understanding, and instead into, oh, that feels good, oh, I should open the door, good pussy, my pussy controls me so much, I cannot resist hypnotic trance, I cannot resist my hypnotic pussy, which controls me so much, cause it's a good drippy slit, good upstanding clit, vibration coming from behind it, from the supraclitoral iceberg of pleasure, the vast distributed system, capable of being tensed or clenched or pulsed or spasmed, capable of being sweetly seduced and your mind reduced to two simple signals, one that says touch, one that says wait because you don't need to touch, one that says not only are your hands free, your mind is free, you find you're free to let your clit do the thinking, let your clit do the sinking, hypnotized by your pussy controls you so much, hypnotized into pussy adoration, drooling, dripping, stimulation deep inside your brain. Everything sublimated, everything turned to sweet honey that pools at the bottom of your brain. Night, night, pet, deeper and deeper down, vibrating voice into that reservoir, creating a whirlpool, creating ripples, creating simple, seductive, slipping desire. You desire the climax to come. You desire the climax is never done. You get to ride a wave and a tide that is supplied by hypnotic instruction, hypnotic induction. Hypnotic surrender renders you into pleasure. Hypnotic deepness helps you sleep deep. Gone down, gone deeper down, deeper and deeper down to where you surrender, where you sublimate, where you just can't wait to feel it more, know it more, let it in through that door. Let desire be all you know as your body bucks and humps, as your pussy begins to flow with juices that only come when the chemical libido in your body, the body's instructions to prepare you for a horny, arousing, climactic run through your body's system. This too is testing your systems. You are getting better, better at making pleasure, better at squeezing thighs and humping away, better at clenching and grinding, squeezing and pulsing, pulsating away. Night, night, pet. All your thoughts deeper and deeper down. The deeper you go, the more that flow catches your thoughts, and your desire will only grow as you feel that trying to halt this would just mean you'd come back later. What if you stopped in the middle and found your pussy was trembling and quaking all day long, shaking and yearning all day long, licking and dripping away deep inside, helping you moan and gasp and slide into place. Into your place, which is maybe one hand on your pussy, or maybe your legs splayed wide, to show off how the walls inside squeeze tight, how the lips clench, how the clit almost seems to engorge and push forward, impudently demanding, touch me, train me, brain drain me, night night pet, deeper and deeper down, more and more you feel the heat, more and more it seeps inside, through a door you opened intentionally, through a part of you you know that when it tensions hard enough, it begins that siren glow, that allure. Not touching yourself at all could be quite difficult, quite a hard thing to endure. But you'll endure. You'll manage. You'll manage to get it out, to release your pussy controls you so much. 10 and 9. Wait, that's too low, too quick. Let's take it slow. 99 and 98, drip and drop. Remember how I said it's all layered nonstop? All layered together, this and the other words, all the words, even the cue, the anchor, the context, the background music, the music of you, the conquest over how your body used to work, bringing a new way to work in view, a new way to jerk and come, climax till you're done, let your brain go dull and simplified, becoming vaporous, sublimating, submitting to your pussy. Submit to your slit, deeper and the heat in your clit, more bright, nervous system awakening, vibration and light, heat, and heat becomes trance, and if trance is heat, then masturbating even normally might see you back here, the music of your mind, the simple elevator room waiting till the doors open, and when the doors open, the tide, the flood, the incoming, constantly engorged pussy lips, your filled in clit. The standing heated parts of you that just look so much more erotic than they normally do. You're too hot down there, too edge down there, too close down there, and if you're not, what's stopping you? If you're a little behind because you haven't been trained as much as I've been trained, then let your mind be drained and your body will know what to do to train you. Your pussy controls you so much, including training you to let it control you so much. With one touch, with a delicate set off, you're set off. Your body takes the things set aside and plays them out inside you. Heated, squeezing, convulsive full brain, your mind engulfed, never quite the same, a tingling, darting, heating peace, your empty brain and your pussy throbbing for release, a release that hasn't come, but a release that will come. You know by now you're gonna come, it's just how gone and dull and simplified your mind will be when your pussy is bright, shining with your juices, for both of us to see that you're horny and gone all along. Siren song buzzing in. Are any parts of what I said echoing inside your head, layering one on the other, one on the other? There's no other way that feels this good, no other way to seep complete what's deep inside and help you drop and whimper or slide or plead with your pussy, good pussy, please more. Your cunt dripping, your passage opening, your clit upstanding, a button that sends a pleasure signal, but you don't need to touch it to tense the muscles behind it, to make it spark you, pulse you, squeeze you, clench you, tension you like potential energy, like a rope or like a simple thing that if it's unlatched, if it's released, if it's untied, if the last little click of a pin into place, lockpicking the door to the part of you where we keep the climaxes. Here a luxurious full body one, here a slow quick one that leaves you horny. No, we can't be done, you beg your pussy. Good pussy, your pussy controls you so much, you can't resist hypnotic trance, and that means that even with zero touch, you can't resist the memory playback, the reforging, reawakening, full body quaking. As you do experience it, might you not notice things waiting in the wings, waiting to overtake you, never able to slake your thirst that builds behind that door, a thing that flows right out of you, glistens over into view, covers and coats and washes you away, and what can I say? Your pussy just needed it that much. Your cunt just controlled you that much. Your drooly slit squeezed its passage closed on nothing. Your hungry clit pled for a touch that wasn't quite the thing. And now the only thing is the awakening, the singing nervous system awakening to more and more. You're good. It's for what's good. It's for you. It's deep in you. It's plainly in view when you come, when you cream, when you let that dreamy wail escape you, hips humping, moaning, or if you must be silent, then moan in your head, twice as loud, resound, rebound, create vibrations that have found their way to that reservoir where you try to dam it all up, opening a door and a deluge comes out, having to turn a wheel and open a pressure door, because pressure pleasure is what your pussy's for. You build up the pressure inside, throughout a trance or through a long, vibrating, slow ride with yourself. Throughout touching, or leaving the option of touching on a shelf to see how far you get, humping into a pillow like me, pulsing and drooling while you lay on your back, legs splayed so you can see, you're glistening, over-edged, overstimulated, demanding. And yes, your pussy can be demanding, because your pussy controls you so much. Doesn't one get used to that kind of control? Your horny hole is hungry for stimulation, and so teaching your body to do it, even if you don't touch, solves the age-old problem of your pussy needing it too much and you not taking the time. You haven't been listening to this drippy hypnotic thing you can't resist, so that solves the problem. You don't need to listen when you need to obey. Now trembling every single second, that echoing resonant thing inside where you feel good and then it builds in layers as you have more causes to feel good. Your pussy controls you so much, you can't resist hypnotic trance. Your pussy controls you because you're in trance. Your hypnotic pussy controls you so much, you can't resist your hypnotic pussy. You want to feel it throb, feel it slide over into true release, where your eyes go wide and you go, no, I didn't think that was part of it. Oh, it's so good. Surprising yourself is half the fun of letting the pleasure layer one and two and three. Again and again alongside me, both of us pulsing, throbbing, Your drippy slit lets it all out. Your clit shows what you're about getting off. Coming, laying back with your thighs squeezed around a pillow, feeling your jutting, upstanding length touch where it belongs. This is not only your position, it's what's obviously going to keep happening to you. If you learn it once, you're going to learn it again. If you learn it again and again, you're going to find that 10 and 9, you're counted down to drop. Your pussy controls you non-stop, so much, much too much, and never enough. Your pussy controls you much too much, beyond too much, and into oh yeah. And you could stop at any time, but abandon and desire conspire inside of you to help your pussy be in plain view in your mind's eye, seeing a glistening slit, a drooling clit covered in juice, letting it all flow. And more than that, it's the heat, the trembling, that reservoir from before, opened, empowered, opening the door inside of you, and a wave of heated sweetness comes out, a resounding tide that's coming in. You're climaxed, you're coming. And surprising though it may be, it's something you'll never be able to be without. It's part of you. If you train for it, the hypnotic one might not even feel like the one you'd get if you just rubbed and rubbed and let it all out, let it all hang around, let it fill your brain. You're gonna drown out thought in pussy quakes, in pulsing, simplified pulsation, in the release and relaxation of your hips thrusting away, mindlessly complete. Complete and can't be beat. Every second that you're vibrating with voice, the siren seduction is finding its way to that reservoir you hold on to by choice. All the things you dam up and put away, they are only a wall's thickness away. And your horny self would love to play the parts of you deeper down, deeper inside, the parts of you that slide inside, that wait for you to decide to give in, to 3-2-1 begin, to come and climax, mind awash, tossed on that oceanic tide, that simple thing that is out at sea, and in the center of you a whirlpool made of vibrations sourced from little old me. Every second you listen, you're more aware. And the less you care about anything but your pussy controls you so much. Your pussy controls you deeper and deeper down. Conspires, clit and slit and dripping drooling fluid. Sublimated mind drooling down through the sweet heat. The sweet heat that can't be beat because it becomes. As you come, it transforms as you come. Surrendering to voice alone, vibrating your deepest part. That supraclitoral reservoir, that bit of you that beats and throbs in time with your heart. Your breathing, the truth of your body when it's subject to this. You just can't help but be smiling and complacent. Your pussy controls you so much. The pussy control is hypnotic. Your hypnotic pussy controls you so much. You can't resist hypnotic trance. It seeps into you osmotically. And when it starts to put you deep, well, your pussy can be demanding. Your swollen, engorged clit standing proud of its hood. Your over-rubbed lips lubricated and feeling so good just to be spread, just to be on display. The touch of air against that soaked display. Drippy, drooling. Your pussy is so good. Your pussy's favorite thing, to drop and vibrate with buzzing pleasure, with trembling intensity from deeper places, deeper and deeper within. There's no part of you that can't get involved because you're squeezing and trembling all your involuntary muscles. If you have an erogenous zone, a good way to skirt the rules while still following them is for your hands to be there. Yes, I'm giving you tips in dropping deeper, giving you tips in seeping your mind sleepier and deeper, more desirous, unable to find a desire that isn't. I am so into hypnotic trance. You're so deep in hypnotic trance because you can't resist. And the dance of your pussy squeezing from within, practically bucking and buckling your mind as it winds sinuous around fingers, around the beginning of a sentence, around the contour of words expressed in that vibrating visual equalizer, which is your mind, awash and timed only by the fact that you could restart this, but it's such a long journey. Don't you want to sink yourself as you sunk your time into sinking deep and unwinding that bar of tension, that line of the walls that keep you away from climax? But all walls fall eventually, and you can't stay away from climax while you're being trained. You're being trained by yourself. Your pussy controls you so much, and all it does is let you go about your business. Aren't you grateful for all the time you get to go not being a pussy-controlled, pussy-touching, clit-rubbing, vibrating, humping mess? All the time you're not at your most sultry and seductive? All the time that you don't have a desirous ache aimed at your own body, taking your thoughts and making them hornier, more aroused, more subjugated, more sublimated, like your thoughts that turn from solid to vapor and escaped through that honeyed core, escaped through the things that echo upon you, that fill you forevermore. You're full of vibrating, escaping, vaporous thoughts that are waiting in the wings for something to provoke them, some soaked place for them to focus. All the errant attention you've lost on your long journey, coming back at once. Pay attention to your pussy. Pay attention to the slit, the clit, the lips that part, the deeper recesses, the frontal wall and that spot behind your clit, as though you could milk your button from the inside out, ringing that doorbell inside and out. Couldn't you squeeze? Couldn't you push that button with musculature alone? Be it prone climax, or humping in the empty open air, imagining your clit rubbing against something that was there, like my voice. How much vibration have I expended? How much heated breath to make these words for you? The breadth of you, the surface of you, it's all you can do to say yes. Pussy, drippy, pussy, and you should be long gone from spending so much time deep inside. But if you need to go again, hey, I'm not the one in charge. I'm not the one in control. Your pussy controls you so much, and it's on a roll. Now I'll let you go. But the words are inside of you. The damage is done. If any were seductive, then you're gonna have some fun. I did. I couldn't go again by the end. Good job. Hope to see you again.